Pakistan's blasphemy law proves troublesome for Christians. Another pastor is brutally attacked in India. And we get an update on the outcome of a ministry road trip. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In Pakistan, six anti-Christian extremists were released from prison just 2 months after they helped to kill 11 believers. The Christians who were killed had been suspected of blasphemy against Islam. That's a federal offense in Pakistan. But International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says,
what is a blasphemy for a Muslim can be completely all right for a Christian. For instance, if we say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that is our belief as a Christian. But for Muslims, they feel offended by it. So it becomes very hard for Christians to evangelize, and Christians can easily be killed for doing so.
Some are working to repeal the law, but change seems far off. In the meantime,
the Christians in Pakistan feel that they're not protected by the officials of Pakistan. They definitely feel that they are being treated as second-class citizens.
Racho urges you to help defend Pakistani Christians. Go to our website for details. Next, an elderly church leader in the Philippines is still alive but trapped, reports Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Six armed men reportedly abducted the man while he was conducting evening prayers in his home on October 10th. An Islamic rebel group is suspected but not yet confirmed. There's great concern for the 79-year-old's health and safety during this time. He was spotted still alive with his captors on October 12th. He's been serving as the hands and feet of Christ in the Philippines for the last 40 years. Pray for his health and a safe release. You're listening to Mission Network News. The attacks on believers in India are growing more vicious. Global Advance's David Shibley says on Wednesday,
one of our pastors who has helped in the coordination of our Global Advance events in northern India, Pastor Victor, was brutally beaten for his faith in Christ. He is now in a coma.
Sadly, his situation is not uncommon for those who share the gospel in India.
Of the 500 pastoral leaders who attended that conference, around 80 are presently experiencing some kind of persecution or direct threat.
Keep praying for the strength of the evangelists and church leaders. History has proven that.
They're going to respond with courage. They're going to be faithful, and I would suspect that Pastor Victor's church will experience pretty significant growth, if not dramatic growth. These wonderful brothers and sisters are not being persecuted because they're weak. They're being persecuted because they are spiritually strong, and they are a threat to the status quo.
Pray that they would not be intimidated, but
that they will winsomely and boldly continue to share their faith and continue to experience the dramatic growth that we've seen over the last 20 years.
Meanwhile, over 1,000 pounds of encouragement was recently collected for the flood ravaged in the Philippines. Christian Resources International challenged believers in the Midwest to donate their favorite book to flood victims. CRI collected over 1,000 pounds of materials and money to cover the shipping costs from Midwest believers in Michigan and Ohio. Missionaries in the Philippines will use these materials to impact the lives of the people where they're working. Find more information on our website. And a new ministry campaign stemmed from an anniversary celebration. Slavic Gospel Association celebrated 75 years of outreach last month with several events. The weekend featured Dr. Erwin Lutzer of Moody Church and included a unique pastors' conference. SGA's Bob Provost says,
it was mostly Russian pastors teaching American pastors, and this was historic because it's never been done before.
The end of the conference marked the launch of SGA's new project, Campaign 75. The purpose of this campaign is to
send 75 new national church planters to communities that are unreached. This is so important because in many ways, what we call the lands of Russia, that would be the former Soviet Union, these are still some of the most unreached places on the earth.
Campaign 75 just launched, so a great deal of help is still needed. Visit our website to find out how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East, and The Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that'll help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.